Welcome to Gender, A Wider Lens exclusive content. If you're a free listener, what you're about to hear is a preview of a bonus episode for our paid Substack subscribers.
If you'd like to hear the rest, go to widerlenspod.com and sign up for any of our paid membership options.
And to all of our premium and founding member subscribers, thank you for the support.
And here's the bonus conversation.
Okay, so we are back and I'm here with Laura Becker, who was on the podcast recently. And we started talking about, Laura, your framing of this issue as a medical ethics question rather than just, is this a minor or an adult? Is this person really trans or do they have ROGD? And I love the way you have been thinking about this. So can you talk a little bit more about that framing?
Right. So for me, you know, the idea of gender or sex or sexuality or queerness, I mean, there's so many moving parts that we can examine individually. But I think when it really comes down to it, in terms of regulation or anything legal or how it should tangibly manifest in not just the philosophical abstract realm, it's about medical ethics. It's about patients who have some form of distress going to a professional that has a license to administer medications, or doctors who have the training and capacity to deliver surgical procedures or modifications, or a therapist going to someone who is supposed to have some level of expertise that can not only make the correct diagnosis, but can then monitor the patient from the beginning, middle, and continuously until, you know, there's a succession of symptoms. And again, this goes for any condition, any, you know, physical, psychological, anything. But especially with gender, we're not seeing that happen. We're seeing an abandonment of medical ethics. We're seeing a patient going into a clinic, or a parent takes their child as a patient into a clinic or a therapist's office, and they just tell them that the kid is having these issues. And either they tell the parent or the client themselves says, I'm trans and I want to transition. Or the provider says, oh, I think you're trans. Here, let me help you transition. There's not this exploration. There's not this differential diagnosis, which means that, you know, you're not examining other symptoms that are going on or other factors that are at play. There's diagnostic overshadowing, which means that if gender comes up, you might have a repertoire of physical, psychological, social issues. But if gender dysphoria comes up, that overshadows all of the rest.
Yeah.
And so, you know, we could get into why.